Item 3. From the Director, Office of Performance Strategy and Budget, Department of Administrative Services, providing an informational report on Milwaukee County transportation infrastructure funding trends and alternative funding. This has also been referred to the Committees on Transportation, Public Works and Transit, and Finance and Audit. And on July 13, 2016, the Committee on Transportation, Public Works and Transit laid this item over for one meeting.
Mr. Kreflo, would you like to present the report?
Madam Chair, thanks. And I appreciate this being added to the agenda as we're working on the capital plan coming up. There have been some discussion regarding a potential vehicle registration fee for Milwaukee County, and it definitely impacts the capital planning process and the potential revenues that are available. I wanted to touch base for a few minutes on some of the key numbers and issues related. And I won't go through in detail the report that was submitted back in July, other than to, I do have a little bit of additional information, but other than to point out that Milwaukee County, like a number of places throughout the state of Wisconsin, have had challenges in funding their transportation-related infrastructure. There's been declines both in real and nominal terms in various types of federal and state assistance for transportation-related infrastructure investments that have impacted the Milwaukee area as well as other parts of the state. There have been, actually at the writing of this report, there were 14 local governments in the state of Wisconsin that had implemented vehicle registration fees. Out of those 14, 11 were in the last 2 years. Since this report was prepared, Marathon County adopted a vehicle registration fee, and the cities of Wausau, Green Bay, and Portage are also considering vehicle registration fees. So there is a quite a bit of ongoing interest. I apologize that these were not submitted in advance, but did have a couple of tables that tie the vehicle registration fee and the potential impacts to the five-year plan that we've been talking about. So if I could distribute those and I'll speak on those briefly. But as those are going around, I think it's important to note that as Mr. Masterson and the rest of the subcommittee noted, this year I believe there were $44 million in projects that were submitted, but there was not available funding for those projects. And as we've gone through these lists recently, we've seen that there's not a lot of what you might call fluff in those requests. They're maintaining county facilities, county infrastructure, county transportation systems. While there's always room and ways to cut back a little bit here and there, the magnitude of that gap is very, very significant. And on the first page of the handout that I provided, it shows what that gap looks like in the upcoming years of the five-year capital plan. In 2018, we're looking at about an $85 million gap. In 2019, almost a $65 million gap. In 2020, a $58 million gap. And in 2021, almost a $92 million gap. Adding those all together with our 17 gap, we're talking about a five-year plan with a gap in funding of nearly $350 million for infrastructure needs. And that's a very significant issue that the county needs to try to address through a number of strategies. What you can also see as part of this table in the shaded area, we have a variety of capital projects that may be eligible for vehicle registration fee funding. So in the shaded area where there's a dotted line around the box, you can see that over the next 4 years, in the range of $20 to $25 million annually in capital projects could be paid for out of vehicle registration fee revenues. So it doesn't entirely close that gap, but it has the potential to make a significant reduction and help us address that structural issue that we have. Turning to the next page, here's a list of potential 2017 capital sub-projects that could be funded with a vehicle registration fee. And you can see the variety of items that are included in here from county highways that are maintained throughout the county. Bridges and parkways within the park systems, as well as the infrastructure that's necessary to operate our transit system and support bus rapid transit. All of those items could potentially be funded through a vehicle registration fee, which would not only provide a sustainable funding source for the transportation system, but also free up money for other capital purposes within the county. And then finally, I've also attached a list here of potential other projects within the five-year plan for items that could be funded using that vehicle registration fee. And again, you can see that throughout the county, there's reconstruction of county highways, county parkways, bridges, bike paths, walking paths, et cetera, within the park system. So I think that as we look at this and you know, we're still working through the county executive's recommended budget, but as we're working through these issues, I think one of the considerations, and Mayor Eli asked the question earlier, what happens to the projects that get cut off? Well, best case scenario, eventually they get reprogrammed into a future year, but that means other things get bumped out. And at the end of the five-year period, we end up with $350 million worth of projects that were requested and needed during the five-year period but didn't get done. And there are very limited tools that the county has available to try to close that gap. The vehicle registration fee is one of them, and something that we'll be talking about as we go through this year's budget process. So with that, I appreciate the committee's time, and you know, if I or my staff can answer any questions, I'd be happy to do that.
Supervisor Satori.
As you know, I am a proponent for the VRF. But let me present a couple of scenarios if I can. First of all, let me ask for some background information. Our current debt level is how much?
Off the top of my head,
including the pension obligation bonds that the county issued, we're about close to
615 million. And I know in calendar year 19, in calendar year 2016, we will be paying on our interest level 26.9 million?
That's close enough.
I believe that's about correct, yeah.
So that's 26.9 million that we're paying bond investors on Wall Street money, and it's money that's not being spent here locally. I'm speaking here not just for my children, but for my grandchildren. What type of legacy are we going to be leaving to our children unless we start learning to pay our bills now? Another scenario, let's say, since we're gifted with the presence of Mayor Eli, let's say, wow, the city of Milwaukee already has a, is it $20, $20 a year VRF?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and let's say Wauwatosa comes along and says, oh boy, this sounds like a good way to fix our roads and our other infrastructure. And let's say, since Milwaukee has $20 a year, why don't we add $25 a year? And the county has no VRF. We have 19 communities in Milwaukee County. How can we be fair to the communities that go ahead and establish their VRFs? Because I think this increasingly is going to be coming to fruition. And what about how much, since Milwaukee charges $20, Wauwatosa charges $25, and let's say I propose a countywide, or Milwaukee County proposes a $30 a year VRF, irrespective of what local municipalities charge. Still, when you look at the figures, we're still paying less registration fees on our automobiles than every state that surrounds Wisconsin. I learned how to drive. My first driver's license was in California. My dad taught me how to drive on the Santa Ana Freeway. First day, he told me there are two types of drivers on the Santa Ana, the quick and the dead. And as you can see, I survived. I never had an accident on the freeway. Just a little personal story. The more I think about it, we can't raise the sales tax. The governor has made it very clear this is an absolute no-no. That probably would be a good alternate, since we have a low sales tax in comparison to other states. I appreciate what our taxes do for our quality of life. I appreciate what taxes do. There is no free lunch. I do not want our grandchildren, in my case, inheriting an incredible amount of debt. It's going to be bad enough for them paying their student loans back. What do you think is, I'm putting you on the spot, what do you think is an appropriate county, ignoring what the municipalities do, what is an appropriate initial VRF fee for Milwaukee County?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I have a couple of thoughts. One, and I think that Supervisor Sartori raised some good questions, issues about other municipalities and implementing them. And one of the things addressing that issue first, what I would say is that each one of the 19 municipalities within Milwaukee County has a system of roads and transportation-related infrastructure that they're responsible for maintaining. And if we looked in detail, each one of the 19 probably takes a little bit different approach to doing that. They have tools that are available to them in terms of using property taxes, using debt, using other revenue streams that they might have, using special assessments, and in the case of the city of Milwaukee, using the vehicle registration fee. But each one of those of the 19 municipalities has the same type of funding challenge, and each one takes a slightly different approach to how they do that. So I would suggest that the county, as we have this conversation, look at it independently of what how the 19 municipalities are funding the local road system. The other question, the other direct question you asked me is what would be the appropriate level? And the question of what's appropriate is really one for people who are elected into office, not those of us who are appointed. But what I can say is I think there are two kind of clear alternatives here. One is at a $20 vehicle registration fee, that there would be adequate revenue to fund the infrastructure related to the transit system. That would be a funding level adequate for supporting MCTS in terms of bus replacements, the needs of that particular portion of the transportation infrastructure system. At a $50 level, which is higher than anyone else in the state has implemented at this point, we could fund the entire transportation related infrastructure system, including highways, things like county parkways, which are very expensive. They're 100% county funded, and they add a lot of value to the communities. I happen to live in Wauwatosa. Menominee River Parkway has been a great addition to the community, but it's something that's very difficult for us to try to fund. So I'd say that a $20 or $50 vehicle registration fee would be options to look at.
I am in the process. I just finished the south side. The Parks Department have developed a special program for me as a new supervisor to tour our parks. I've completed the southern region. I'm starting the central region next week. And I was absolutely flabbergasted. I never realized this. Of all the years I lived in Milwaukee County, that the Parks Department are plowing and maintaining roads in Milwaukee County. I never realized this. And that just goes to show you, you're wrong. I don't know it all after all. And I was, you know, that came as a total. I don't know of any county in Wisconsin that have a county park system where they have to plow interiorly, yes, but not their adjacent abutting roadways. That was just flabbergasted. Wauwatosa is an excellent example of that. The amount of road miles that we clear snow and maintain. I thought the Department of Transportation here all did that. But live and learn, and I was not thinking of a $50 fee. I was thinking of an initial proposal of $30. But when you come to think of it, I'm interested in getting things done. I'm not interested in getting reelected. I mean, it's only a two-year term, and it's a part-time job. Maybe a $50 a year wheel tax after you appointed this proposal. It's an area of discussion. I think if people can't afford an additional $50, maybe they shouldn't be driving on the public roadway. I know my daughter has three drivers in her family, three cars, and that means three VRFs. but they used the road, and everybody should be sharing the pain. And God, I know some people are going to have an absolute fit over this, but at least I can go to bed tonight knowing that I spoke my mind, and I, you know, if you don't like what I do, don't vote for me in two more years or a year and a half. I got other things I can do with my life. I might want to run for a different office. Anyway, thank you very much, Mr. Prelow, and thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo?
Madam Chair, my colleague, I don't understand, but the bottom line is not getting reelected. One thing that I appreciate you saying, you're here to get solutions and get things solved. But the wheel tax have came back to Milwaukee County. This is the second kick at the cat. There's other alternatives that we have not explored. If we really want to do all the things that Mr. Kirkland stated, we should have a dedicated funding for transportation. And we can solve that really simple. And then we don't have to put a wheel tax. It's going to be a disproportionate burden on the people of the city of Milwaukee. And we will have a... On Wednesday, we have a report to show you the difference, how it would affect the city of Milwaukee and also the city, the rest of the people in Milwaukee County. I will have a report for that. But everybody have a choice. The residents of the 7th District, the only one I represent, have overwhelmingly have called me and said they do not want a wheel tax. And I'm not going to think that I know best for them. I'm just doing what they asked me to do because I represent them. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions by community members? This item was for informational only. Oh, sorry, Supervisor Satori.
One parting comment. I think the situation has changed. We have a governor who is adamant about not increasing the sales tax. Preferably, we could do well with the sales tax, especially people who come to Milwaukee County and use our wonderful park facilities and don't want to pay for them. We benefit in that regard. But I'm talking about, nobody wants to raise taxes, but I have to talk to people, my constituents, as adults. There is no pie in the sky. We have some very, very serious financial problems, not just the county, but all our government, our tax-supported municipalities. And it's never easy, it's never fun to raise taxes. In all the years I've served as an elected official, never once, ever, did I have a constituent come up to me and tell me, hey, I want to help the taxpayers out. I don't think we should have this service or that service, usually a service that they don't directly benefit from. But yet they're the first ones there to ask for new, enhanced, and greater services. The situation is different. Our schools are really being challenged. All tax-supported entities are really feeling the pain. And we counterbalance that with an equal or enhanced quality of life. And I am a true believer in the wonderful benefits that occur from government-funded agencies. You know, we live in a wonderful country. that certainly has its share of problems. It's far from being a perfect country, but I think of the money that we spend for our defense, which is necessary, and I've been in the military long enough to know a lot of that money is wasted, to be real candid about it. But the reality is, I just think we have to enhance revenue. And having said that, thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other comments? This is for informational only, and we'll move to item number 4, please.